Today in Science from Wired.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
As a longtime foreign correspondent, I've worked in lots of places, but nowhere as important to the world as China. I'm Jane Perlez, former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. Join me on my new podcast, Face Off, U.S. versus China, where I'll take you behind the scenes in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. Find Face Off wherever you get your podcasts.
Montana youth win a historic climate case. A victory for Montanans' right to a clean, healthy environment could set a precedent for other climate lawsuits throughout the United States. By Katie Myers. A state judge in Montana gave climate activists a decisive win on Monday when she ruled that the state's support of fossil fuels violates their constitutional right to a clean and healthful environment. District Court Judge Kathy Seeley struck down as unconstitutional a state policy barring consideration of the impacts of greenhouse gas emissions in fossil fuel permitting. Her ruling establishes legal protection against broad harms caused by climate change and enshrines a state right to a world free from those harms, creating a potential foundation for future lawsuits across the country. "We are heard," Kean Tanner, one of the 16 youth plaintiffs in the lawsuit, said in a statement. He grew up near the Flathead River and testified to watching wildfires come ever closer to his home each year. "Frankly, the elation and joy in my heart is overwhelming in the best way. We set the precedent not only for the United States, but for the world." The case was the first of its kind to reach trial. Seeley's decision adds to a growing number of rulings that say governments have a responsibility to protect citizens from climate change. The timing of her verdict, coinciding with major wildfires and heat waves that have taken lives worldwide, couldn't be more poignant, said Julia Olson. She is the chief legal counsel and executive director of Our Children's Trust, which has brought similar suits in all 50 states. As fires rage in the West, fueled by fossil fuel pollution, today's ruling in Montana is a game changer that marks a turning point in this generation's efforts to save the planet from the devastating effects of human-caused climate chaos, she said. Climate change has profoundly shaped the lives of the 16 plaintiffs through both psychological distress and the damage it has wrought to their homes and cultural heritage. Each has spoken eloquently about smelling wildfire smoke on the wind and feeling trapped by the increasingly oppressive heat of summer on the high plains. All of them have railed against state politicians for not only failing to mitigate the problem, but actively making it worse. In their lawsuit, they argued that the state's enthusiastic support of fossil fuels violates their inalienable right, enshrined in Article 2 of Montana's Constitution, to a clean and healthful environment. They also accused the governor and other officials of neglecting their constitutional duty to preserve and protect the environment for future generations. Although defendants know that the youth plaintiffs are living under dangerous climatic conditions that create an unreasonable risk of harm, they continue to act affirmatively to exacerbate the climate crisis, the suit states. For 2 weeks in June, 12 of the plaintiffs poured their hearts out in a courtroom in Missoula. Their testimony was corroborated by a panel of climate scientists, childhood psychologists, and other experts who spoke to the impacts of a warming world and how it affects young people. "I know that climate change is a global issue, but Montana needs to take responsibility for our part," 22-year-old Ricky Held, the lead plaintiff, testified. "You can't just blow it off and do nothing about it." Seeley agreed. "Every additional ton of greenhouse gas emissions exacerbates plaintiffs' injuries and risks locking in irreversible climate injuries," she wrote in her 108-page ruling. "Plaintiffs' injuries will grow increasingly severe and irreversible without science-based actions to address climate change." The road to the trial was rocky, with the state attempting to throw the case out multiple times. During the trial, the state attempted what some termed a nothing-to-see-here approach, bringing free market economists and climate deniers to the fore to convince the judge that permitting in fossil fuel regulation wasn't really the state's responsibility. The state also argued that even if it were to stop emitting CO2 entirely, it would have little impact. Seeley didn't buy that. Montana's greenhouse gas emissions and climate change have been proven to be a substantial factor in causing climate impacts to Montana's environment and harm and injury to the youth plaintiffs, she wrote in her ruling. The judge also noted that the state did not offer a compelling argument for why it didn't consider the impacts of greenhouse gas emissions when making permitting decisions. She also noted that renewable power is technically feasible and economically beneficial. Emily Flower, spokesperson for State Attorney General Austin Knutson, decried the ruling as absurd and called the trial a taxpayer-funded publicity stunt. She said the office plans to appeal. Montanans can't be blamed for changing the climate, Flower said, according to the Associated Press. Their same legal theory has been thrown out of federal courts and courts in more than a dozen states. It should have been here as well, but they found an ideological judge who bent over backward to allow the case to move forward and earn herself a spot in their next documentary. Attorneys who participated in the trial say that the verdict is notable because it puts the blame for inaction squarely on the shoulders of state officials, indicating they have the power to change their approach. Seeley recognized that the only obstacles to a transition to a clean energy economy in Montana are political, said Melissa Hornbein, an attorney with the Western Environmental Law Center. They're not technological. Hornbein hopes the verdict shapes similar suits focusing on governmental responsibility for addressing climate change. Our Children's Trust also represents 14 young plaintiffs in Hawaii in a similar case, Nauhine v. the Hawaii Department of Transportation, which is now slated to move forward next year. Thanks for listening to Wired. I'm Zeke Robison, and for more stories just like this one, visit us at wired.com.
Like what you learned? Subscribe everywhere you listen to podcasts and get more science news at wired.com/science.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.